This is some Washington Post reporting. The RNC has been asking potential employees during job interviews whether they believe the 2020 election was stolen. Are they past that?
Of course not. And is anyone surprised that that would be a requirement to work for Trump's RNC? I mean, I actually wasn't terribly surprised when I saw it. Disgusted, yes, but it goes in line with everything that Trump is doing to take over the RNC. I kind of laugh at that interview with Lara Trump a little bit. Garrett Hake did an amazing job, but when she goes, she wants to go back. She wants Republicans to like mail-in voting. Well, I've been doing this over 30 years. That's one of the first things I learned about was to get Republicans to do mail-in voting. That's been a traditional Republican get-out-the-vote operation. Furthermore, she knows, even though she may say differently, the number one goal of the RNC is to get Donald Trump elected, which means that money will not be going to states that, let's say, New York could use a get out the vote program to, I don't know, hold the House, but that we won't see those dollars going there. This is a very inexperienced woman, despite what she said during the interview, who now can say whatever she wants, and Donald Trump will have no problem undercutting her because who's she going to complain to?
Talk about inflation.
Too soon to say. I think, you know, this is a definitely a different ballpark from what we saw with the West Coast issues in 2021. But that's part of what we hope to gather more data on soon. I will say, you know, a lot of the disinflation that we've seen has been a result of the work that the president led to improve and smooth out our supply chains.
And you expect, because of those supply chain issues, that we could see impacts on the U.S. economy as a result of those supply chain issues?
You know, we want to get a little more fidelity on how disruptive it can be. Again, we're not talking about a single point of failure that it's the only possible place to get through, or even something that is as impactful as some of the issues that affected the Panama Canal, for example. This does not automatically mean that a trip to the East Coast has to be substituted with a trip to the West Coast, which would be much more of a cost impact. It can probably be accommodated up and down the East Coast, but the effect clearly will not be trivial.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Wednesday, 27 March, year of our Lord, 2024. We're going to get pulled in a minute. I'd like to get the start of that. Garrett Hake, Lara Trump, where he tries to put her on the spot about the 2020 election. And then he finds out that when they hire people, one of the questions they're asking is, what do you think about the 2020 election? Nobody at the RNC should be there that does not think the 2020 election was stolen. Full stop. Why would you be there? Why would you be there? The 2020 election was stolen. We're going to be adamant about it. And you can already tell the consultants and operatives and the Frank Luntzes, they're already in there with the talking points. You got, it's all about, elections are all about the future crap. Elections are about the here and now. They're about the lived experience of people and then how people process about where that's going to go, the vector that's going to go into the future. You can't just, when they say that, consultants just want to give you, it's just Nikki Haley happy talk. It's Frank Luntz's marketing spin. We're beyond that. We're in a crisis. People are adults. Say it. Say it loud and say it bold. Own it. They stole the 2020 election. Okay? Full stop. And they hate when I do that because I'm relentless. I go, oh, they can't do it, because they understand it's changing people's minds. Because people sit there and go, how do we get in this mess? Oh, that's right. This guy's not legitimate. They stole it. I didn't vote for him. They also know they're never going to be able to show 81 million votes again the rest of their life. They're nervous. They're panicked. Rub their nose in it every second of every day. Say it loud and say it proud. The 2020 election was stolen and Joe Biden's not legitimate. Full stop. Any questions here? Fine. If you got a question and you don't believe it, hey, There's plenty of other places to go work for. Go work for a nonprofit. If you want to help President Trump, there's plenty of places to go work. Not here, not the RNC. And don't say, we're going to get past it. No, we're not going to get past it. It's the thing. It's the thing itself. It's the main thing. Of course, there's all types of everything goes off of that. But that's the predicate. Ask people, hey, you know, he's not legitimately stolen. How's your life today? You like it? You like what he did? Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. And working people in the country go, you know, that's catchy because my life's been catastrophic ever since this guy illegitimately usurped the White House. Don't back off this. Be proud of it. We're proud of it. I'm proud of the fact we're canceled everywhere. We don't care. Could care less. We're bigger than ever. Go ahead, Facebook. Go ahead, Twitter. Go ahead, Spotify. We don't give a damn. You guys don't matter. And hey, guess what? Suck on this. You're all going to be held accountable. Uh-huh. Watch the first hour this morning of Mike Davis. You're all going to be held accountable. Why do you think Richard Hasson's guys came to speak? Their tongues get all thick. Ugh. Trump's coming back, and he's coming back with a vengeance. Suck on that. Look at Trump today with the judge. You think Mike Davis and Steve Bannon were over the top this morning? Yeah, that's nothing. We're junior varsity when it comes to President Trump. He went full savage. He went medieval, okay? And he's going to go medieval. Gag that, okay? Put a gag order in that. Trump doesn't care. He doesn't say Donald Trump. Anybody else, any normal human being would have been crushed by these people in January 2021. Not Trump. Not Trump. And you see, I'm a start with two of the smartest guys I know, Joshua Phillip over Epoch Times and Revolver's Darren Beatty. We're going to walk through some of the catastrophes. To think that we're even talking about this in the United States of America in and of itself shows you why Biden and the usurpers have got to go. Let's bring in Josh. Josh Phillip, thank you for joining us. Love you. Of course, you know the Epoch Times is the best broadsheet in this country. It's an amazing. But I want to play. Do we have the cold open? Can we play his clip? Let's play his clip, and then I want to bring in Josh.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas. Ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos. Y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas. Ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
Okay, that'll be just Trump's. That'll be the only ad he does. That's spiteful, mean, homunculus, right? Looks like Golem. This is what Biden's brought into your country. This is what's terrorizing you right now in your country. Your country. The country you fought for, the country you, your parents, your grandparents built. And I hope African Americans and Hispanic citizens are embracing this. Joshua Phillip, what does this mean, spiteful twerp saying in that? Can you translate that to me, Papa? What is it, me, Papa Biden, his daddy? Biden's his daddy?
Yeah, well, what this guy is saying, he's advocating, and this guy has 500,000 followers, you know, on his social media, right? This guy is not some just minor figure. He has a pretty big following. He's telling other illegals to come to the United States, and he's saying what you can do is go into the homes of Americans, you know, that are for sale. If you see a for sale sign, you can go into the homes, take that for sale sign off, and say it is your house now. He's advocating for people to go and steal the homes of Americans. because, again, we know we have squatter rights in this country, unfortunately, and because they're flooding this country with people like him, you know, freeloaders, people coming not because they want to work hard, but because they know that Joe Biden is going to give them a paycheck every month with, you know, in New York, they're handing out these prepaid credit cards right now. They're coming here for the free handouts. And even if it means robbing Americans, even if it means cheating us out of our homes, literally in this case, they have no problem with it. And that individual is advocating for that in that video.
So let me get this right. He's been allowed, I think he's from Venezuela. He was waved in by the Biden regime and given this parole deal, show back up in 5 years. So he's in the country of the United States of America right now. And from there, he's basically with 500,000 social media followers. And these people are very sophisticated on social media. They're very sophisticated in a lot of stuff, but particularly social media. He's telling guys, hey, these suckers in America, Biden's invited us in. We've got the ability to go into these houses and just take them, and you're going to have a beautiful house and screw the American owner, sir?
Literally what he's saying. He's saying you can go, America has squatter rights. He says, I'm thinking about doing it. He says that he has African friends who've already done this. He says he knows people who've stolen like 7 houses from Americans already, and he's telling people how to do it. He's saying all you have to do is just go into this house if it's for sale, if no one's currently living there, and it's yours, basically. And of course, these are the kinds of people Biden's letting in. You know, it's a different type of immigrant we're opening our doors to right now. These are not like your old school people coming here because they want to work hard and they want to kind of live the American dream. These are people coming because they're being offered free houses and free food and free hotels and government handouts of every single kind. And the only thing in return is maybe they want to advocate to get voting rights. Otherwise, why is the Biden administration giving these people just about everything that you could possibly imagine? Things that even like, you know, homeless vets or people on welfare are not getting in this country. They're giving to these illegal aliens. And this guy, again, he's just openly advocating to rob Americans despite, you know, the generosity they're being shown.
Joshua, you mentioned squatter rights. How did this come about? I mean, it's another radical thing like, you know, no cash bail, like all the criminal justice reform stuff that's backfired on everybody. And the progressive left wants even more. They don't want cops. They don't want judges. They don't want courts. They don't want jails. They just want everybody wandering the streets. What are squatter rights?
So, look, this is something that apparently was already in place in a lot of states in the U.S., but just was not being like used that much by criminals. But now they're understanding you can do it. In the United States, it is actually protected in many states to a certain extent that if people occupy a home that nobody is currently living in, they can claim squatter rights, and you as the homeowner can't even kick them out. You know, in New York City, there was a case of this, for example. In New York City, there was a case where a woman, you know, her parents died. She inherited her parents' home. She put a for sale sign out in front. A couple individuals saw that for sale sign. They went into the home, decided to live there, took off the sign. When she tried to kick them out of her own home, they ended up calling the police, and the police arrested her for trying to kick them out. And so, yeah, that is law in many parts of the United States. They can actually do this.
Unbelievable. Joshua, can you stay just through the break? Because I got another question. I got Darren Beatty on deck, but I got a couple other questions of stuff you've been covering at the Epoch Times. It's just an amazing broadsheet. It's the best broadsheet. And when I say broadsheet, I mean the wide papers like the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Epoch Times is by far the best. Their coverage is absolutely unbelievable. And this story is unbelievable. This guy, now he's on the run. You know, the ICE is finally trying to catch him. Only because conservatives added this on social media and said, what the hell is this guy doing? Why is this guy allowed to be in the country? Why is this guy calling for other criminals, other bandits come and steal your homes? This is what Biden has brought on you. You actually have to think about, do I put a for sale sign up or could I have a bunch of squatters just come in and take my home? Why would you ever have to worry about that? It's insanity. It's insanity. This is where we are right now. Did I mention that stolen elections have catastrophic consequences? Embrace the catastrophic. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out today. The times of turbulence and how gold has been a hedge. I think, I'm going to throw it out there, I think we're in turbulent times, okay? Go check it out, birchgold.com/Bannon. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
So, Joshua, I got a couple of the topics to cover with you while I got you. Darren Beatty's also going to be with us. Revolver, amazing piece Revolver's got on a topic very similar to this. And you do the TV show and the specials, and you've got other people doing documentaries. You've got amazing coverage of all the issues, but particularly on this invasion of the southern border. Just what is your assessment 3 years into the Biden regime and in this invasion you've seen on the southern border, now deep into the country, coming with the parole programs? Can you put it in perspective for us?
Okay, so I was actually just down in Darien, Panama. I was also at the U.S.-Mexico border researching exactly what's going on. I'll tell you exactly what's happening. The Biden administration signed an agreement with the United Nations called the Global Compact for Migration. And what this does is it creates the infrastructure to facilitate mass illegal immigration into the United States. So people, when they travel up through Latin America and Central and South America, they just take buses. They hop on a bus, and there's different groups that run them. Usually it's the governments or human traffickers. Once they reach the U.S.-Mexico border, they can download an app called CBP1, Customs Border Protection 1. They schedule an appointment with Border Patrol to surrender themselves, or they just come across. And sometimes they'll even buy their flights if you use this app sometimes. The Biden administration will actually buy them. They surrender themselves to Border Patrol. Border Patrol takes them to processing facilities. They call them processing facilities. At those facilities, Department of Homeland Security then gives them a free airplane ticket to any part of the country they want to go to, and then gets them enrolled in all the different government programs because they're on the amnesty and parole system by then. Then they load them up on buses, they bring them into the United States, you know, into just the streets of the U.S., and they let them go. And that's the way the whole thing works. This thing is facilitated from top to bottom through an agreement of the Biden administration with the United Nations. It was Barack Obama who first brought us into that. Trump got us out of it. And then Biden brought us back into it. And that's basically what's happening.
And I just want to remind people that the Republican House, with all their hot, happy talk, we had taken a lot of this woke and weaponized out, that essentially 99.99% of what Biden wanted of taxpayer money, of your money, of MAGA money, is going to underwrite this. Joshua, this is one of the reasons there was no shutdown of the government, no securing of the southern border. This is your money. And by the way, agreed to by implicitly your representatives in Congress are underwriting that. Is that correct, sir?
That's accurate. That's totally accurate. And remember, you know, Steve, even when we were told the lockdown, we were told, you know, don't go outside or you're going to kill grandma because there's a dangerous pandemic, they threw the border wide open. So why was it that we had to lock ourselves in our homes and wear face masks, but they were letting people come over by the tens or hundreds of thousands, you know, on a monthly basis, and that was okay, right? You'd have to ask yourself why that was, why some people were deemed a threat and some weren't. And frankly, again, as you mentioned, they're also paying for it. Our tax dollars are paying for it. Tax dollars going not only directly to these individuals on a state level, at a federal level, but also directly to the United Nations facilitating this, and also directly to different NGOs facilitating it. This is a massive, massive taxpayer-funded operation flooding the United States intentionally with literally millions of people from every corner of the world.
Unbelievable. And guys like that guy we just showed at the beginning that's now going down to his buddies and his network in Latin America, he's Venezuela, to say, hey, the homes can be stolen. You just got to get up here and go take one. Just take it. Just go in there, and then the Americans got nothing to say about it in your own country. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to play. So remember, this the neo-Marxist revolution against us in the West is very much predicated on both the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, but principally by Mao Zedong and the Cultural Revolution. They have taken the direct playbook because they thought Mao had kind of perfected what had come before him. One of the ways to push back is to say we're not going to let the four olds go. We're going to put forward our classic civilization. What we say here in the United States is traditional civilization. That's why we're traditionalist. It is under pressure everywhere. This classical Chinese Shenyan that comes, the great dancing and music and kind of opera of all that that we've been promoting here to make sure people go see the classic civilization of Lao Beijing, of classical China, is now under assault. Let's play the little short spot. And I'm not saying there's a correlation since we started pushing and what you're going to hear is happening, but hey, there are no coincidences. So let's go and play the little spot and we'll bring Joshua back in.
More than just beautiful dance, it's a touch of the divine. More than just legends, it's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance, it's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
Okay, this is people that go to this, love this. It's classical. It goes back to the love of the Chinese people for their traditional culture before the communists came in and destroyed everything. Particularly, they focus on the family and the children and traditional society. What has happened here recently about this production that's going around the country and drawing Americans in to kind of get a feel and a taste for Lao Beijing?
So the Chinese Communist Party is desperately trying to stop people from going to see Shen Yun. We found out recently that there have been multiple reports of bomb threats. We believe are Chinese agents, right? I've been researching it. They're getting multiple bomb threats against theaters, against the dance school for Shen Yun, which is based in New York. They were getting threats of a mass shooting at the dance school behind Shen Yun. And so the CCP and its agents are desperately trying to stop people from going to see this show. And I mean, it's one thing after the next. You know, Steve, I was just on here recently as well on your show talking about this federal agent working with U.S. Customs who was trying to stop Shen Yun from returning to the United States. We just ID'd the guy. Turns out the guy is from Beijing. And of course, this was a U.S. Customs agent using Chinese law, trying to question people on their religion, trying to question people about their political views, when they're just criticizing Chinese Communist Party cultural Marxism, just criticizing that, and the guy tried blocking them from coming back into the United States. Again, the guy's from Beijing, we just ID'd him. And this is a pattern. Again, bomb threats, shooting threats, the whole nine yards. We had incidents recently, we found out, that they found the tires of the Shen Yun buses. Someone had been drilling holes into them in such a way that the tires risked exploding when they were driving on freeways or something. Chinese agents, again, we believe are behind this, we're trying to identify them still, are not only trying to stop people from seeing the show, they're actually doing things that endanger the lives of the dancers. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, too, why is the CCP so afraid of a cultural show reviving the culture that it destroyed? And I think it goes right to what you talked about, that it's because, you know, again, we're in a culture war right now. And anything that shows traditionalism, anything that shows what they stripped away from us, what they tried taking from us, is regarded as a threat by the communists.
A danger. Joshua, where can they get you, all the shows you do, everything at Epoch Times? Where do people go? Social media, all of it.
Yeah, so for Epoch Times, of course, go to epochtv.com, EPOCHTV.com. And for Shen Yun, you can go to SHENYUN.com.
Amazing, sir. Thank you. Best broadsheet in the nation. Thank you. So proud to have you guys on. Incredible. CCP, there's no depth of what they won't go. These people are demons. But you see what they're trying to do. The neo-Marxists in the apparatus have taken the playbook of Mao. Because Mao, when you want to crush a culture and society, A, he did a pretty good job. Now he killed 100 million people, but they don't care about that. Look at the abortions, forced abortions. I think that Miles Bow would tell me 500 million. I think the number is 400 to 500 million. Stephen Mosher backs that up. In fact, we're on Mosher on here for this new book. Darren Beatty. This piece was so extraordinary. I was blown away. I think I woke you up at 2 in the morning and said, I got to get you on to walk through it. And here's what I love about it. It had so many connective. If you read this, it's like a one-stop shop on the replacement theory as practice in the state of Michigan, sir.
Indeed. And, you know, there's an interesting tie-in here before we get into the specifics of the piece, which is the kind of thing that only Revolver is one of the very few that will touch an issue and touch it in this particular way. But there's such a demand for the truth in this regard that despite some people say, oh, no, this is third rail. You can't get into this. This is the truth. And this, you know, people deserve to hear the truth. And we use the term replacement theory, the great replacement theory, which is very controversial. And that's frankly because it's true. And just to tie it into some of what you're saying about the Chinese and the Chinese communists, just to give people a sense of not only how evil, but how uniquely evil the prevailing system in the country is. We all know that Mao is one of the great villains of history. But consider this hypothetical. If one of Mao's advisors would go up to him and say, Chairman, I have a great idea. We need to open China's borders. We need to welcome enthusiastically millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of immigrants, but let's make sure they're from the most dysfunctional and violent and economically dilapidated societies in the world. Let's select and make sure they're all from these places. Let's have them flood in the country decade after decade, generation after generation. Let's reorganize our institutions such that we give all of these newcomers a leg up and give them preferences over our own native Chinese and Chinese citizens. And let's aim to have a policy such that within 100 years, China will no longer be Chinese. I submit to you, Steve, that even Mao in that hypothetical scenario would look at this hypothetical advisor and say, you are an evil son of a bee.
You know, dude, on the fly, that was brilliant. You got to write that up. I'm going to hold it because it's absolutely stunningly brilliant. We're going to take a short commercial break. The one, the only, Darren Beatty. Darren Beatty with the big brain. Understands history, understands philosophy, understands politics, culture, demographic. Next in the
war
room.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views. PublicSQ.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, times of turbulence. You're going to see how turbulent it's going to get here in this country in a moment here with Darren Beatty. But go to birchgold.com. You don't need to read the end of the dollar empire over the holidays. What I need you to do is to think about turbulence, hedges against that in your financial life. Gold hits a new high every couple of days. We give you the macro. We don't give personal financial advice, but go to the guys at Birch Gold. We give you access to the senior most people, Philip Patrick and his team. Take advantage of it. It's all free. Just take advantage of it. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Do it today. Also, Home Title Lock. If Joshua, Philip, if that segment did not scare the bejesus out of you, come on. Wake up. Home Title Lock. Go immerse yourself on the information on their site, how to protect your home title. HomeTitleLock.com/Bannon. You get the first free month with using the Bannon, promo code. Go check it out today. Home Title Lock. Ask him a million questions. See all the information and all the examples they got up there. I want to make sure people understand something. I am the only, I think, civilian ever fully sanctioned by the Chinese Communist Party 1 minute into the Biden regime. Peter Navarro was a sanction, Mike Pompeo. I didn't whine about it. I don't whine about it. I'm their enemy. I know that. I'm trying to take them down. They got that. There's a whole book written about that called Chaos Under Heaven, about the first term with President Trump's first term, about the fight against Xi and the Chinese Communist Party. But Darren and I, who are very close, we're friends, colleagues, we didn't practice this. I got to tell you, off the top of his head, being inspired by Joshua Philip, it's incredible what you just said. I want you to go back to it. Here's the thing. Mao Zedong, when he took over, I think China then was 400 or 500 million people, 600 million, so like 1.2 billion today, or their population is starting to drop because of the abortions, the one-child policy. But he killed 100, he slaughtered 100 million Chinese and set up the forced abortions for more. He would often say, like they had the situation in Indonesia, or they're talking about nuclear strikes, he would say, hey, the Chinese, you know, the Chinese people, if you lost 100 or 200 million, wouldn't be a problem. It's no problem. The way we replicate, duplicate, right, fornicate, you'll have them all back, right? Not a problem. And he was so murderous and so cold-blooded. He said, in our regime, if we got to kill 100 million people, we got to kill 100 million people to get order. And we'll do it. He wouldn't think twice. However, if what Darren Beatty just said is somebody walked into his presence and made that pitch, that exact pitch. He pulled the gun out and shoot him in front of everybody and say, anybody ever even mentions that again, they will be dead, because that is so radical and that will destroy China. Darren Beatty.
Absolutely. It's a great little thought experiment. It's a great little hypothetical that illustrates the fact that Mao, as murderous as he was, totally willing to sacrifice hundreds of millions of his own people, was not willing to replace his own people. And that is really a critical point that illustrates not only how evil our current system is, but how uniquely evil, how special, how particular it is to this kind of Western derangement. Because it's really, you only find this kind of attitude in the West, where every single Western country is expected to willingly welcome and embrace and pay for their demographic replacements. And this was the subject of the blog that we've discussed, this new policy in Michigan, which basically subsidized renters so long as they're asylees, recent immigrants, recent illegals.
Before we pivot to the piece and you start to go through it, because the reason I was blown away, you brought the receipts, is Michigan. This is not some, you know, people know I don't talk about great replacement theory on here. I barely ever mention it, because This is not a theory. What Darren Beatty is showing you is policy at a state level. This is policy. This is nitty gritty detailed policy. This is not some grand theory of the case. This is what's happening. It's what's happening today, and you're paying for it. okay? And you're paying for it. Darren Beatty, take it away and connect the dots for me, sir.
Indeed. It's not great replacement theory. It's great replacement policy. And it's not just any policy, but it's one of the preeminent motivating policies behind the whole post-war political architecture of the West. This is why anyone who disputes it or even acknowledges it has to face a lot of political pushback. And so this specific instance in Michigan is particularly egregious, and it's part and parcel with what your previous guest was talking about, where somehow not only is there the injury of all of these illegals coming in, but then there's the insult that the taxpayer effectively has to pay for them, and they get benefits that aren't even available to American citizens, even veterans. And this latest issue in Michigan is called the newcomer renter subsidy, whereby these eligible households are offered up to $500 of taxpayer money.
Stop. Please stop. Newcomers? Mm-hmm. We're big on nomenclature. Newcomers. What the hell is a newcomer? What's a newcomer? What's a newcomer? Tell me what a newcomer is.
That's
an invader. It's an invader.
Yeah. A newcomer is what they call a euphemism for, as you say, an invader. Newcomer is one of the favorite euphemisms for people. And you know, the thing, just to get back to the squatters issue, because it's so central, it's like the whole squatters' rights, what a perfect metaphor our demographic and immigration policies more generally, that basically the people who built the country, whose ancestors built the country, are replaced by effectively squatters and cheered on by this graffiti that was added to the Statue of Liberty, like within the past, 50 years or so, that people think, bring in our tired, our poor, our refuse. Jerry Seinfeld had a great bit on this. This wasn't even part of the original message. This was graffiti added much later by a foreigner. This is a perverse policy that we've embraced. And Joe Biden's regime has taken it to unfathomable extremes, to the point now in Michigan, there's this newcomer renter subsidy. Oh, here's $500. Here's all kinds of money, as long as you're illegal, as long as you person, they get all kinds of special subsidies. But if you're an American who served in one of these ill-conceived wars pushed forth by the scum ruling class who still hasn't suffered any accountability, if you're one of these veterans, well, sorry about you. You're not a newcomer. You're just an old timer who served in these wars that our elites cooked up for you, out of luck. So it's so infuriating. It really underscores how perverse the relationship is between the ruling class and the citizenry, such that the citizenry doesn't really owe this ruling class anything. It's gotten to be that bad.
When you say that, I want to talk, you got all the links in there. This is on Revolver. It's the second story in back of this amazing story about the bombing. Now you've got you put a name to a face on the DNC bombing, which gets the heart of the Fed's erection. Then you've got this amazing piece of where the government's not, it's not great replacement theory. This is great replacement fact. Okay. And he lays out the policy of how it's all gone with the different links. I want to get back to, this gets back to Johnson and, Polly Pockets and the cave on the budget last week, all of the stuff that was taken out at both the state level, but also the federal level. You're paying for this for your taxes. So the Greek tragedy part of this is that the hardworking people, right, that have built the country are actually between their taxes and the retirement, which is goes to these private equity guys. That is actually the resources they're using to actually destroy you, destroy your family, destroy your opportunities in the future by bringing and subsidizing a wave of these illegal alien invaders. And on top of that, everybody worked to put these Republicans in. The Republican Party, at least half to, I think, more of the Republican Party rulers actually support, because they don't want to stand up and take the heat of being nativists or xenophobes or racist or whatever you want to call it. They will basically surrender to do this, Darren Beatty.
Absolutely. And, you know, the hypothetical with Mao really, really underscores how uniquely evil and crazy this is, such that it's really amazing that they've gaslit the public to build up these false epithets, these false words like racist or whatever, to refer to anyone who objects to a policy that's manifestly evil and ludicrous. I mean, that's how pernicious these rules regulating our discourse have become, that they've built up these terms designed to shut up anyone who objects to policies that are so evil and ludicrous that never would be on hearing such a suggestion. So, you know, it's helpful to have that perspective at times. And like I said, it's gotten the worst it's ever been under Biden. The border's totally out of control. The taxpayers are being plundered. And the whole squatters' rights issue, that recapitulates more the more broad issue of our demographic and immigration policy in the post-war period. It's squatters' rights. Everyone can come in. Everyone can benefit from the taxpayer pool. And they all benefit except for the hardworking American citizen, what Trump called in 2016 the forgotten man. That's the guy that gets screwed over. That's the homeless guy on the street waiting outside in the cold while these quote-unquote newcomers are ordering room service at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Well, you see, this is Berquam's reporting from both New York, Berquam's reporting from Chicago. This is why the article is about certain Democrats are prepared to give a listen to Trump. People are waking up to this. Darren, I got a couple of minutes. I got you. Revolver, I think you're the first, what I would call the major of the Breitbarts, the Gateway Pundits, the Citizens Free Press, others of these great alternative sites that have built up and really drive the narrative. You're the first guys, I think, to come out formally and put forward a endorsement of who you recommend should be President Trump's vice president. I think it just came up. Why don't you walk us through it? What did you guys decide today?
Yep, this is fresh off the press. And long story short, spoiler alert, we think Trump should pick J.D. Vance. We think J.D. Vance is the best pick on the VP ticket. And we lay out, I think, a pretty sophisticated and strong case in the piece that's available at revolver.news. Long story short, you're really looking at two criteria for a VP selection. Well, actually three. One is, are they going to help on the campaign? Two, God forbid if something happened, could this person be an effective president if that were necessary? And three, does this person fulfill some kind of role in the continuation of the legacy of the political movement that Trump began in 2016? And I think JD really fits all of those criteria the best. I think he'd be effective on the campaign trail. You know, in 2016, despite the fact that Pence really sucks, Pence was actually a very good choice for VP. He fulfilled his function very well. And that function at the time was, we need someone who can kind of assuage the concerns of the more standard sort of conservative religious types. Now, I think the imperatives are different. Now Trump is embattled with all of these legal cases. We don't know how much he's going to be tied up. And so if that's the case, that he's tied up in this lawfare tactic, which, again, it's a two-pronged strategy from the left, extracurricular means to get rid of him with the lawfare, the criminal cases, which is all rooted in the J6 lie, by the way, and then the retail level where they're really going to try to ramp up the pro-choice issue. So assuming that they're really going to double down on the lawfare issue, which I think they will, and if they're effective in tying up Trump's sources of attention, need somebody not who's a Pence type, but someone who's perfectly aligned on these anti-establishment issues who can be a voice in that case. So yeah. That was one of the three, but people should look at the piece.
Just hang on. Hang on 1 second. Just come, we'll bring it back. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. Warpath Coffee, warpath.coffee/war room. It's how we get jacked up in the morning. And guess what? I will tell you this. I do cheat and drink some in the afternoon. I know. At my advanced age, you shouldn't do that, but we do it anyway because we want to be fired up for the afternoon show. Also, sacredhumanhealth.com. Just go check it out. Immerse yourself in that website. It's magnificent. You see some of the feedback we're getting from people. Greatest concentration of nutrients in the world. Grass-fed beef liver. Try it out. Just check it out. Go check the site. sacredhumanhealth.com. And of course, always Birch Gold. Birch Gold, times of turbulence. Gold's hitting all-time highs. We don't give you personal financial advice, but we give you access to the best people around. That's the team over at birchgold.com/Bannon. Okay, you gave us one of the reasons. We got a couple of minutes here. Give us the backup for the other two reasons for why J.D. Vance. Why two white guys? Why two white guys on the ticket? Not that I'm politically correct, but hey,
right.
I said it.
Well,
I said
no, that's the political reality. And, you know, I think there's a good chance there's going to be an urge to get a woman if a woman is viable. I think that's still a very real possibility. It's hard to know like which particular woman would fit that bill, but I can see the argument there. Nonetheless, I think JD would be the strongest pick for the reason that I described before. So that's why I think he would be especially useful and effective on the campaign trail. The campaign trail has different demands now from 2016. Now it demands someone like JD Vance, who is perfectly aligned and who can be on message in the right way that Trump is tied up with lawfare tactics of the left. So number two, could he be president? Yes, he could be president. That's, you know, a function of the fact that, yes, he's young and healthy, but also he's very much aligned. I feel very comfortable with him being president. And third, and I think most interestingly, you know, Trump is an amazing figure. He's an American original. He's lived 10 amazing lifetimes. He has everything under his belt, including being the president. What is the one thing that's not there that he needs to complete the story? And that is he needs somebody to continue the legacy. He needs to pass the torch. And I think JD of the available candidates is the person who is best positioned to carry that torch, because on a narrative level, he very much embodies the underlying logic behind the success of 2016. Go back to like the hillbilly elegy, even, you know, though back then he was actually against Trump. Now he's very loyal, very solid with Trump, one of the most solid people. But even though he was against Trump back then, his narrative was like almost despite himself, it was inherently Trumpist. It was perfectly consonant with the understanding of where the country was that led to the rise and the triumph of the Trump movement. So I think that narrative consonance is very deep and very powerful. And when embodied in JD, is very promising for the continuation of the MAGA America First populist legacy. So I think that's another powerful thing. And then we have some incidentals, like JD is actually very good at navigating politically sensitive topics, very good at navigating the abortion issue, which is going to be very important in this election.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of factors there. I encourage everyone go to revolver.news and consider whether, you know, you think it's persuasive. I think it's an extremely strong case. And of course, we'll support Trump no matter who he picks, except for Nikki Haley. But he's not going to do that, I hope.
No. we'll debate that later. Of course he's not. But they're going to push it. Real quickly, I want everybody to put Revolver on their daily media diet. Where they go, social media, all of it. Give it to me.
Revolver.news, revolver.news. If you missed our groundbreaking report on the pipe bomb, you need to get there. This is the end game of the biggest scandal in decades, probably, in this country. So revolver.news, get on it every day, multiple times a day. We are on Twitter at Darren J. Beatty and always very white hot on Getter at Revolver News.
This is why I love having Beatty on. He's much smarter than I am. He's much more articulate. He gets right to it. I love this guy. I've loved him since the days in the White House. And as a special benefit, he always looks like an unmade bed. So it makes me look even, you know, more squared away, which I look like an unmade bed half the time. Darren Beatty, we love you, brother. Thank you for coming on.
Love you, man.
Everybody
Thank
go
you.
Over and look at these articles. They're incredible. They're incredible. And also over to Epoch Times. Mike Lindell, we had a big morning this morning because people are all over for this for the Holy Week. What you're putting forward, what do you got for us, sir?
Well, I got another big surprise for the War Room Posse, Steve. As you see, I'm wearing this beautiful robe. And what we have is we have an open box bathrobe sale. This is exclusive to the War Room Posse. I believe we might have 700 of them, any size, any color. When they're gone, they're gone. It'll probably be gone within the hour. You guys can get them for $39, any size, any robe, $39, open box special. This is exclusive to the War Room, and it's free shipping on your entire order. And then what really was the big hit this morning, too, was all these multi-use pillows here, all the multi-use with God, all things are possible. You've got the We the People. You've got the I Am the Vine, You Are the Branch. We've got the biblical ones. We've got Mount Rushmore. All these, you get two of them, everybody, for $25. $25 on, and they remember, we have over 50 different styles. These I use for back support, sitting on, going to games, use them for sleeping, everything. They're the most multi-use my pillow in history. Promo code War Room. You guys, you go to the website. All the specials are there, but these are two of the ones that only for the War Room Posse. And there's the bed sheet sale. The six-piece towel set's $25. You all been taking advantage of that. That one's going to go away very soon. The slides and sandals that all came in, you guys are getting them for $25. There's the two-pack of the multi-use My Pillows. Those are all for what a great week we've had with those. They got the American flag. You got dog beds. Don't forget your dogs. $25. Beach towels. $25. Four-pack dish towels. $25. There's all the couch and recliner pillows. I want to tell you about that. The couch and recliner pillows, everybody. I took My Pillows patented fill. I don't like laying on a couch on those couch pillows that you just throw off because they're hard. What do they call them a pillow for? You need a nice, good-looking pillow on there that you could actually lay down on if you wanted to. So it's a beautiful thing for celebrating today. Okay. You guys get those war room robes. War Room robes there.
MyPillow.com, promo code War Room, get the War Room robe. MyStore.com, promo code War Room, get all the special discounts. 1062-873. Stick around. We got another hour to go on fire. Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you for wearing a shirt underneath the bathrobe, the War Room bathrobe. Take a short commercial break. Back in the War Room in a moment. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon. That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.